The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
He was full of life and laughter, and the room always became full of a lot of noise when he came in. I always felt like God was going to protect my children. We pray for them every day. It was not something I ever thought I would have to live through. And from the very beginning, when they said they couldn't find him, I said, God, if this is you, if this is your will, then you have to let it bless somebody else somehow.
Find out how this family turned tragedy to triumph by making a difference in the lives of thousands of children around the world. Next on Life Today.
Well, from the bottom of my heart, I want to welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I count it a privilege to be able to share this time with you. We want to thank you for giving us this time, because I want you to know right up front that as you give your attention to what we're about to share, you're going to absolutely change lives all over the world. And I'm talking about not just change them in the way they live, but actually give them a chance to live and to have a life that's meaningful and to have help. Betty and I have been now, as you might say, mission workers and, of course, television hosts, bringing people in every day to share stories. And, of course, Beth Moore and others who teach and share the Word to bless you and build you up and to strengthen you in your everyday life. We often talk about how we want to feed hungry people and give water to thirsty people, but we make it very clear that our first assignment is to give living water, to give water for life, and to give the bread of life. In other words, to teach God's Word and to share testimonies, not just mine or Betty's and our journey, but the journey of many people that you can relate to. Sometimes you will know them. Sometimes they're very highly visible people in our nation and around the world. Sometimes they're just people you would never have even known, but be like a neighbor or someone up the street, but they've had a dramatic, transforming experience with God that you can relate to. Miraculous in many instances. But what we're doing right now, because of viewers like you, and only because of viewers like you, is to give people water for life when they don't have any clean water. The greatest crisis, and I can remember years ago, Secretary of State Colin Powell said, the greatest crisis in the world is the lack of clean drinking water. The problem, contaminated, disease-ridden water. It's a fact. A billion people we know have no access to clean water. Now, here's the thing. That can be changed. It can be changed by love. And it's done one place at a time, one person at a time. And really, with the missionaries, Betty, and we work in the bush areas and the undeveloped areas many times, you can give a well to a village and take care of 1,000 people for the rest of their life. And the average cost of a well is $4,800. We don't know how long it's going to remain there, but it's going to be there this year. And yet, Betty, we have undertaken the greatest challenge that we have ever undertaken in water. We're going to give 500 freshwater wells this year with the help of our viewers. Betty and I are definitely going to give one. As a matter of fact, we will emphasize this again later in the year, and I can tell you, we'll be giving another one. And we'll be asking God, let us give beyond that. So I'm asking you to pray that God will let you drill a well this year, during the course of the year, and a well the rest of your life, and maybe several. You say, how much is that? They're $4,800 this year. Like I said, I don't know how long it'll remain that cost, but that's what it is now. And we're asking God to let us drill 500 fresh water wells. Now, I want you to watch something that I believe is going to show you what can happen when God puts something on someone's heart, even in the face of indescribable pain and a tragedy that you say, how could anything good come out of that? I want to show you how God can turn a tragedy into an indescribable triumph. This is a true story. It's an incredible story. And this family reveals the love of God just like you can. Watch.
He was full of life and laughter, and the room always became full of a lot of noise when he came in. He was the most respectable, hardworking little child, and he just loved life. I always describe him as a true charisma for life.
Trey Altick was a straight-A student, a baseball player, a loving son, and a brother to three sisters. He was a 15-year-old who had just finished the last day of his sophomore year when tragedy struck on May 20th, 2008.
Jay called and he told me that they had been in an accident and they couldn't find Trey.
It was just like, I remember I was just in complete shock. Like, it took a while for it to sink in.
Seemed like it was a bad dream.
I always felt like God was gonna protect my children. We pray for them every day. It was not something I ever thought I would have to live through. And from the very beginning, when they said they couldn't find him, I said, God, if this is you, if this is your will, then you have to let it bless somebody else somehow. This has to be a blessing. This tragedy must turn into hope for someone else.
Soon after Trey's accident, the Alticks established the Trey Altick Foundation in his memory to honor Trey's life, raise awareness about water safety, and support causes that Trey had been involved with during his life, such as Water for Life. In the process, they found a symbol of the hope and healing God provides in the face of tragedy.
We wanted to turn something that was so tragic into something that was positive. So we came up with the necklaces and the freshwater pearls, and we decided to sell those and give water back.
The pearl is something that we hoped to wrap in layers of love and give back to the world as a gem or a treasure, something that would benefit others. I don't think we had any idea that anybody would ever want what we would make. And the way people loved it, we didn't have enough hands and people volunteered to help make the necklaces, and it just took off. We couldn't keep up.
I'll be in a restaurant or I'll see a patient in my office and they'll be from Hamburg, Arkansas, which is quite a ways from here, and they'll have a necklace on. And I'll say, now how did you find out about that? So it's just like a perpetual chain that just continues. But I've gotten a little more used to it now, but the first time or two, when you would see someone.
It would take your breath away, because you think it sort of has something to do with Trey. Look at where all he is.
Through it all, the Alticks have experienced God's healing power through sharing life with others. And through necklace sales and the efforts of Trey's foundation, over $175,000 have been given to Water for Life.
I think he'd be really proud and really happy that all this stuff has happened in his name, that we're able to maybe change their life a little bit in a better way or help them out a little bit.
Well, I think God has been faithful that all things, when you do love him, that he will somehow make them work for your good. And I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it because we miss Trey tremendously. But he has proven that he will make good come out of your tragedies.
Unbelievable, miraculous, what God can do. The loss of that son and that life, already through the compassion of mom and dad, of Jay and Helena, and those beautiful sisters, birthed a vision to take what had taken their son's life and use it to give life to thousands and thousands of people, $175,000, by that family, turning a tragedy into an indescribable triumph. Betty, we met that family. They sat with us and shared their story and blessed us beyond
measure.
You know,
James, what is so great is God wants to do that for all of us. We've all probably faced tragedy, ugly in our lives, and we think there's no hope. But God wants to take those things in our life if we'll just give them to him and turn them into something beautiful, as he's done with this family. That mother, I could feel the excitement in her heart knowing that her son is living still through being able to help these children save their lives and to turn a bad tragedy around, the death of these children, into life because they're giving of the water wells and the opportunity for others to give.
I just want to say, in light of the fact that God says we are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, I got to believe, Trey, hey, buddy, thank you. I mean, he just went out to have fun on the lake, and he didn't come back. And he was just prime of his life as a kid. And yet, because some parents sought God, who takes everything and will work it for good, he didn't say it is good. I'll work it for good to those who love me and understand that they are called according to my purpose. That's kingdom purpose. That's life for the King, for His glory. And what Jesus wants us to do is to share His life and His love, not just in word, but in demonstration. Now you say, James, what can I do? Well, you can be a part of the miracle that we're trusting God for right now, that this beautiful family is a part of. And they'll continue to be. I know they're going to help. I know they're going to keep making those necklaces. They're going to keep asking people to give life. And the telephone number there on the screen, that's always a prayer line for you, it's a lifeline today. I would like you to dial it. I'd like for you to help us, please, drill 500 wells. Could you drill one? The average cost is $4,800. Could you do that? You know, many people, Betty, they round the 48 off and send 5,000. Thank God for that. But would you do that? Would you give a well if you can, or part of a well? 1,200, three people join you, we got a well. There's a level at which you can help. If you give 2,400, one person joins you, we've got a well. But keep this in mind, $48. A $48 gift will give 10 people water the rest of their life. That's how it breaks out. $144, 30 people, water for life. At any time, even as you watch, and you see other illustrations of need, demonstrations of what love can do and what only love can do, you reach out and touch someone with love. Dial that number, take your bank card, or tell us I've written a check, make the check to Life, or call us and tell us you're mailing it. Or when the program's over, you can go to lifetoday.org and make your gift online. Thank God many people do that. But we need to hear from you today. Now, we've got a short time left to take this big step toward drilling 500 wells. That's the biggest challenge we've had. But in my heart, and this is the God-given heart's desire, ultimately, and you know, I'm approaching 70, but I'm asking God in my lifetime, before Jesus comes, that we will be able to give water for life to every thirsty person in the name of Jesus and tell them about the water of life. Demonstrate the life and love of God, and then tell them about that life and that love. And when they've seen love, they'll respond to it. Would you make that life-giving call right now? Would you make the best gift you can, please? Go to the phone. We've got some gifts to bless you and to inspire you and to lighten your load and brighten your day. But you're going to change everything for someone by making that call.
Desperation at a level most of us will never encounter. The idea of drinking this. It's almost unimaginable. It's death if you do. Lena's mom and dad did. Bula's sister did. Fernando's wife did. And so did his daughter and his son. For this to be their only option, for this to be their better choice, is a tragedy. It's death if you do. But it's death if you don't. And that's a choice no one should have to make.
And we can make the choice that changes everything. We can choose to give water for life. The telephone number there, anytime you have a broken heart, you have a deep concern, you have a specific need, or you just need a friend, you dial that number. You're going to find a caring voice and heart on the other end of the line. And that call is paid for by others who care about you. That's why it's an 800 number. But right now, although some will be calling and say, oh, pray for me, and we always will because we want to, because we care. We care as much about every person that watches Life Today all over the world in whatever condition you're in as we do for the people who are desperately needy, and obviously so. We care about everybody. God cares, but He expresses His concern through others who care. We're asking you to dial the number, make the largest gift you can. If you can give a well, and I'm praying that as many who can will. Some can give more than one. I thank God that nearly every week somebody will send $10,000 and say, I want to pay for two wells. But if you can pay for one well or a portion of a well, or if you give the $48 or the $144 where 10 people or 30 people get water for life, that's where the largest support comes from people who say, I wish I could give a well. Why don't you to pray God will let you give one this year? Just make it a go. Say, God, help me do it. Children can do it. Children can do it. You've already seen that example. What happens when people come together? They come up with ways to do the impossible because God is the God of the impossible. With Him, nothing's impossible. So ask Him to let you drill a well. But right now, and this is the way we always start, do what we can. What's in your hand? Give what you can. If it's $48 or $144 or if it's $1,200 or $2,400 or a well, do what you can right now. Betty, I'm praying that every single person will do something today.
And I know you will. I believe in my heart that you will. I believe that you are ready for this opportunity to reach out to these children and give what you can, as James said. God loves everything that we can do to help.
Remember, we are sending some blessings to you. Beth Moore's devotional book for the morning and the evening. It's an incredible, I love the title, Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights. And boy, can Beth bless us. And then the hymns. We love the praise music. We love all that's going on in the church for the glory of God. But I'm going to tell you something, and I say this to all the churches that are into the new, more even contemporary praise, don't forget the hymns. They were inspired by God. As a matter of fact, you get the CD with these hymns and then get the book that tells the story of the hymns and how they were inspired and who and how they were written. You're going to love this. And we're sending Beth's praise and prayer book, her Blessed Mornings and Restful Night, this incredible devotional book, for any gift to help us with the wells. We're sending the CD of the hymns and the book on how they were inspired, along with the devotional book to those of you who will give $100 or more toward it. And then we have the beautiful commemorative bronze. This is basically our 50th anniversary, not only our marriage, thank God. Thank you, honey. You've been great. But also 50 years of ministry we're celebrating this year. We have the beautiful bronze to say thank you for helping us drill a well for gifts of $1,200 or more, or if you give a well. Thank you so much for making the call. Please, if you get a busy, you be persistent, you press on until you get through. And remember, we have a short time. We need to hear from you because we believe God's going to give us the 500 wells we're trusting Him for and perhaps beyond because people like you care and you share.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice, drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Beth Moore's Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights, a beautiful new daily devotional to begin and end your day in God's presence. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Morning and Evening, I Will Praise You, a 2-CD collection of 20 instrumental hymns and a companion book that shares the stories behind each hymn. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water, by artist Robert Summers. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Water, water, everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That well-known line from the poem is about a mariner at sea. But it could have been written for this village. It's not the availability of water. It's the condition.
If your child scooped this up and went to take a drink, how fast would you knock it from their hands?
It literally is poison. But it's a poison these people are forced to drink every day. And each time they do, their lives are shortened. Those affected most are the children. Immune systems weaken, fighting a battle they should not have to fight. But we're encouraged because we know what's possible with your help. Yes, we too see water, water everywhere. But what our eyes see is water that will save their lives. And this water usually opens the door for the water which will leave them thirsting no more.
Well, I really would like you to bring that little child's eyes back up. We can look again. I don't know what you see when a little child looks up. I don't know. Maybe you see him looking to God. I feel like I see him looking for God in me. I feel like I see them looking to see if there's somebody there that notices and cares. And I do, and I know you do, and I know we will do what God puts on our heart and what we can, and I believe our viewers will. I believe they will too.
I do too. I believe with my whole heart you're going to join with us and others to make the difference and to drill these water wells. You know, you say, well, I see water everywhere you're showing us. Yeah, but what kind of water? It's diseased water. They need clean water. It's just like we would warn our children if they wanted to walk into a dirty stream or a river or something, be careful, there's things under there that could harm your feet. You might step on it and cut yourself. Well, this could harm their body, this diseased water that they're facing right now that they drink, they put in their bodies, it's killing them. Let's give them a choice, clean water.
And we can do it. And I'm believing that you're going to help us do it. Our goal this year is 500 wells. It'll be one at a time, one person at a time, doing what you can. Remember, the majority of the wells, although we thank God, they're people who drill an entire well. They're people who join together, as you've seen, and work together to perform miracles. And Betty, we've got so many children, and we've got a lot of couples who are our age, and many of them on fixed incomes, they go together and work, and they get a well. But we've got children who drill wells, we've got families who do the miracle, just like you saw it. When people put their minds and hearts and hands together, it's amazing what can happen. So we're asking you to reach out and touch them with love. Make the best gift you can. Use your bank card like it's a check. If you write a check, make it to Life. but call us and tell us you're mailing it, or you can go to lifetoday.org and make the gift online. But make the best gift you can, because you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving water for life, and we're going to be telling them along with the missionaries about the water of life. Thank you for making that call. Please, if you get a busy, be persistent and call until you get through. Do whatever you can. What a difference your love is going to make.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Beth Moore's Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights, a beautiful new daily devotional to begin and end your day in God's presence. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Morning and Evening, I Will Praise You, a 2-CD collection of 20 instrumental hymns and a companion book that shares the stories behind each hymn. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water, by artist Robert Summers. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Thank you so much for listening and praying and responding. I know God's going to bless your gift to help those that are in great need. God bless you.
We have some beautiful gifts that I want to remind you of, and I want to just say thank God for Beth Moore and the blessing that she is giving water to you every week, and all of our guests. Thank you for being such a blessing as viewers of Life Today. We're sending the beautiful devotional book for any gift. Remember, we're sending the CD of the hymns of praise and the story of how they were written, what inspired them, who wrote them, and what was the occasion, and then also the commemorative bronze. Living water, water for life, that's what we're giving. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for sharing this time with us, and more than anything, thank you for sharing life with people who are in such desperate need.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.